Thank you everybody for coming today. Welcome to this event. This is an event in eDance's series for systematic literature review. You can find a list of the previous episodes in the series in the description of this event. There is a link there to a landing page that you can have a look at. You will find recordings there, so you can have a listen if you've missed any of the events before. eDance also has another series of events for early career researchers. I've linked the landing page for those series in the description of this event as well. Please do follow eDance on Researchers Website Wrap. You can see the name of the profile in the top left corner of your screen. That's eDance Innovative Scientific Solutions. These events take place every other Monday at 11 a.m. British Standard Time or 10 a.m. GMT. So do keep in mind that this time slot may have something exciting going on. You can ask questions in this event in two ways. You can either raise your hand and we'll invite you on stage with us to ask your question directly, or you can submit a written question in the question section, which you can find under the presentation slides in the middle. If you're having problems viewing your presentation slides, you're likely using Mozilla or Safari, do use Google Chrome. That's the best way to have a good experience and to view the slides easily. To move the slides, you can click the left or right arrow under the presentation slides. And our speakers today will guide us through which slide to look at through this discussion. And of course, thank you so much for engaging with your emojis. It's lovely to see that you are listening in and experiencing this event with us. And today we have a panel of four people, which is fantastic. And I'll pass over to Scott, who will be our chair, to give a little introduction and to get the ball rolling on this event today.
Thanks so much, Christine, and thanks to our expert panel today. It is indeed a fantastic panel. We're very lucky, and it's great because, as Christine mentioned, this is the sixth in our series of systematic review, our systematic review pro series of events, going through the whole process of a systematic review. And our old friend, Dr. Victor Papula, is here along with our friends from Evidence Partners at Distiller SR in Canada. So we're really excited about this event because this is a tool that we've talked about several times throughout this series. So I'm really looking forward to this event. And thanks to our audience for staying with us through all six episodes of this series. We hope the series has been useful for you. We're planning our next series. We don't have details yet, but again, thanks to everyone who's joined us from start to finish. I know I've learned a lot from our experts, especially from Victor, throughout this whole series, and tonight is our big finish. So moving on to slide two, if you're not familiar with eDance, we are a researcher support organization based in Japan and in China, and we've been working with researchers around the world since 1995. And I represent the eDance Learning Lab, which is a training portal for researchers around the world since 2018. And we host events like this. We also have on-demand courses and ebooks. We also have our smart tool set, which we'll look at a little bit later tonight. Moving on to slide three, I'm really excited to meet our experts. Our old friend, Dr. Victor Papula, is back with us. Victor, thanks so much for joining again, and sorry to get you up early in the morning again.
Always happy to be here, Scott.
Thanks so much. How is your work going recently? You must be keeping very busy as always, I'm sure.
Yes, I am. But work is going great. Can't complain.
That's fantastic. And you see the link under Victor's profile there on slide three. Please visit Victor and the good team at omnibios.com to find out more about the work they do. Thanks again so much, Victor. I've learned so much from you over the course of this series. So I'm really happy you're back with us again.
Absolutely. Today. Thanks, Scott, for having me.
Thanks, Victor, and please visit omnibios.com. And we've also got our friends from Evidence Partners, Distiller SR team, joining us today. We're really excited to welcome Rachel Forrest and Cheyenne Ali. Let's hear from the Evidence Partners team. Rachel, hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Scott. I'm thrilled to be here. Even though it is 6 a.m. in Ottawa, Canada, I am so happy to kickstart my day with you.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Tell us a little bit about what you do with Evidence Partners.
Well, I am actually an account executive. I'm actually more interesting than my title. I call myself a customer champion. So I actually work with many of our customers, specifically in pharma and research organizations. But so I work right from the very beginning of a relationship all the way through to customer success. And I work really closely with Cheyenne, who I've invited here with me today. Cheyenne is, and I'll let him speak, but one of our technical experts and just an amazing person.
Thanks, Rachel. Cheyenne, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining as well.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott. And I completely agree with Rachel, very early in the morning in Ottawa, but I'm so excited to be here. So part of my job is I work for a customer success team. I try to understand the client's requirements. Why are they choosing Distiller, and how can we make this tool so that they save as much time as possible when doing their systematic review? So very excited to be here and very happy to share some of the insights and some of the product offering that we have at Evidence Partner.
Fantastic. Thanks, Cheyenne and Rachel. And for those listening tonight, again, on slide 3, you can find the link. It's www.evidencepartners.com. So visit them and find out all the good things that you can do with Distiller SR and with the Evidence Partners team. Thanks so much, Rachel and Cheyenne, and we're really excited that you're joining us today. And if you flick onto slide 4, tonight we'll be talking about the two sets of tools that complement each other, actually in many ways. We've got our add-ons smart tools, which is really a set of templates and training to help you get started with your systematic review. If you're new to systematic reviews, there's a whole training suite on add-ons Learning Lab that will walk you through the 5 major stages as we define them of conducting a systematic review, from forming your research question, setting your search terms and your inclusion and exclusion criteria, and so on, all the way through to writing your manuscript report and publishing it. We also have our journal selector tool, which we'll talk about in a moment. We have also 2 template sets called My Protocol and My Manuscript, which are guided writing tools. They're basically educational tools that you can use collaboratively with other researchers on your team to work through writing your protocol, your synopsis, your PRISMA protocol, and your Prospero form, and then writing your manuscript. And all of these tools together, we collectively call My Systematic Review Studio to help you get started. And you can find those at tools.addons.com. But the main event tonight is to talk about the Distiller SR tool from Evidence Partners, and that's why their team is here with us tonight. And Distiller SR is the key part of processing and your data and handling all of the data that you're gathering from your systematic review and presenting it in a way that you can then fold into your manuscript in the form of figures and other data presentations. So it's a key part of the process, and we're really excited that the team is here tonight to tell us all about it. So slide 5. If you've been following this series from the beginning, you'll know that our first episode, we looked at understanding what systematic reviews are. And Victor and Dr. Spellman helped us through understanding evidence levels and what makes systematic reviews so compelling in such high evidence level research. Then on to episode 2, we talked about formulating research questions, asking the right questions, using frameworks like PICO and SPIDER to form a research question that you can then build your systematic review around. Moving on to the third box from the left on slide 5 here, we talked about designing your study, defining your inclusion and exclusion criteria, setting your search terms. Now, the fourth box here is one that we have wanted to invite the Evidence Partners team to come talk to us about. That's why we're so excited they're here today. Extracting and analyzing your data. That's where Distiller SR is so incredibly helpful. And then the wonderful figures that you generate, such as your flow diagrams with Distiller, you can then fold into your manuscript and then carry on and continue writing your manuscript using our My Manuscript tool or other writing tools. And then it's time to publish and promote your review, all the way over on the right-hand side of slide 6 there. So all of the stages of the review we've talked about through this series, Victor and Dr. Spellman and Dr. Meyer and I have followed this whole flow, and the key puzzle piece that we've been missing so far is that all important data analysis part. So that's where the Distiller team will come in today. Slide 6, a I briefly mentioned our My Systematic Review Studio suite. It's basically made up of four tools, and I'll very briefly introduce those tools to you. They're free for everyone joining tonight. You can go to our landing page on slide 7. The URL is learning.edons.com/researcher-app. You can sign up and you can get our premium package for 1 year for free, just for being a researcher user. There's no strings, there's no cost, there's no tricks. Just, it's part of our partnership and friendship with Researcher. So visit the link on slide 7 and get yourself signed up for a free 1 year premium membership, and you'll get access to all the tools that we're going to mention today. Let me pause here just briefly, and let me ask our friend Victor. Victor, what are some of the tools that you would use in your process, or at maybe early in the process of a systematic review? We talked about how it's collaborative. What kind of tools would you use, Victor, to maybe start formulating your synopsis, or working with research questions? Any tools that you favor, Victor?
Yeah, honestly, apart from what the distillers are going to use today, in terms of the synopsis development, I haven't used any special tools for that. It's just collaborating on things like Google Docs or using reference management software and things like that. And then, of course, distiller, but nothing fancy that I've used in the past for this.
Great, great. And do you use, for example, Google Docs for its collaborative features so that you can share ideas and concepts with your co-authors?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the idea behind using Google Docs, such that we can work in real time on the same document.
Fantastic. And for reference management, do you have any preferences there for reference management tools?
So there are a number of them. I think the one we've used most would be, I'm blanking out on what it is now, but EndNote. EndNote is what we've used. Now, the reason we've used EndNote is because it also has some advanced features that are particularly tailored to systematic reviews. But even though those features are helpful for systematic reviews, but I found that in general, distilled ISR has the same features and in a more user-friendly way as well. So I would say EndNote for reference management, Google Docs for collaboration. Those are the two I've used.
Fantastic. Thanks, Victor. That's good to know.
Sure.
So I'm going to move on to slide 9 here, and I'm going to briefly introduce our journal selector tool. We've mentioned it once or twice, and if you've seen some of our other demo or on-screen demo videos, then you've probably seen the journal selector, and it is still the original, and I realize my opinion is biased, but still the best journal selector tool anywhere on the internet. It's often imitated, never quite duplicated. Still the first and the best. On slide 9, you can see the journal selector interface. So as you're starting to form your systematic review, it's important, as we've mentioned, to select a journal early. That way you know the journal's requirements and what they're going to expect from you in terms of presenting your systematic review and writing your report. So journal selection early in the process is very important. It's always helpful for you. And slide 9 shows the My Journal Selector interface. You can set filters to choose the right journal for your study. You can estimate your potential impact factor and then choose journals within that range. You can also index or select or filter other factors like whether they're indexed in SciE and so on. You can also, of course, select your field or subfield or specialty. And that way you can come up with a list of respectable and trustworthy journals that you can submit your paper to after you finish your systematic review. So feel free to visit the journal selector. You can see the link there on slide 9. The next tool in our four tool set is slide 10, My Protocol. And this is basically a drafting aid. If you click onto slide 11, you can see the new document page. You've got a choice of four different templates with this tool. We've got a PICO tool, which helps you to form a research question, like Victor and I talked about in episode 2. We also have templates for the Prospero form and all the items on there. As of 41, I think, items. And we've got expert tips for each field in the form. So what this is really is a guided writing tool. It's an educational tool to help you to actually fill in all of the sections of a Prospero form, to complete all the sections of a PrismaP protocol, and to write your synopsis together with your co-authors. So all in all, we've got more than 130 select tips to help you through writing all of these four key components of the early stages of a systematic review. Slide 12, you can see the interface. It's based on our famous My Manuscript interface, and all of the sections are movable. You can drag and drop, you can change, you can retitle, you can reformat, and of course you can collaborate with your co-authors. It's all secure, it all happens in the cloud, and then you can export any part of this for importing into other tools, such as Distiller SR. And slide 13 is our My Manuscript tool, which is based on the same technology as My Protocol. And when it's time to write your report and you've got all those beautiful figures generated from Distiller, you can import those into My Manuscript and continue the writing process there all the way through to submission. On slide 14, you can see we also have a template for a systematic review manuscript. Slide 15 shows the interface. Again, it's that same, very familiar, very easy to use interface. And we've got those pop-out tips. So whatever section you're writing of a manuscript or a protocol, we've got our expert written tips. And those are just available at the click, and you can pop them out, and it will help guide your writing through all the stages. So that is a brief introduction to the four tools of our Systematic Review Studio tool set. We're up on slide 16 now, and maybe this is a good point for me to be quiet and invite some questions from our audience. Christine, any questions so far from our audience? I see a question in the questions panel there from Dexter.
Fantastic. Yeah, so I'm having a quick look, and if anybody has any questions they want to ask directly, just raise your hand and I'll invite you on stage. In the meantime, we're obviously taking questions and comments in the questions section. So we do have two questions. The first one is to elaborate on Bayesian meta-analysis.
Great. Thanks, Dexter, for your question. So your question is elaborate on Bayesian meta-analysis. Was there a specific aspect or element of Bayesian meta-analysis that you wanted our team to speak on? Okay, if so, feel free to just maybe focus your question a bit. Dexter would be happy to answer that for you, or at least our experts would be happy to. If you have a specific area of that you'd like to speak on, or if our team has any tips, ideas on Bayesian meta-analysis, we can answer now, or we can always save that for later.
We have a question about pricing. I'm not entirely sure what that's referring to, though. So, David, maybe you can specify what you meant by that?
Great question, David. We're coming up to our Distiller SR team's introduction to their tool. So maybe that's a great question to say for the Distiller team. So maybe with no further ado, shall we turn the podium over to our Distiller team? Slide 17.
Yes, hello again. Yeah, we'll start at slide 17. Again, I'm Rachel Forrest, an account executive, customer champion here at Evidence Partners. I am joined by my amazing colleague, Cheyenne Ali. He is one of our solution engineers and technical experts, but I will kick us off just to talk a little bit about Distiller SR. Distiller SR has been making systematic reviews better, faster, and easier for our customers since 2009. We are very proud of that. We are the most widely used and advanced systematic review software globally. Distiller SR is flexible and adaptable in many markets, and I will speak to that a little bit more later on. If you want to flip over to slide 18, Distiller SR is a fast-paced SaaS platform that manages the entire review lifecycle. So it is hosted in the cloud. IT teams love us because they don't really have to do anything to implement Distiller SR. Because it is hosted in the cloud, we take care of all security backups. It is user-based, which means that your users would be the only ones to have access to the platform, and it is permissions-based. So it does require a unique email and login or password login to access. It is easily accessed with a web browser and an internet connection. And because it's a collaboration tool, you can have your entire team working in the platform together or separately, of course, from anywhere, which is kind of nice, especially over the last few years. And our customers are drawn to Distiller SR's ability to centrally track and manage reviews across distributed teams. And automate the review workflow at scale to manage the growing volume of published references. It provides users with a structured, auditable approach for every type of SLR and regulatory submission requirement, which is pretty exciting. Because Distiller SR automates the management of literature process with intelligent workflows and artificial intelligence, the human effort required to capture high-quality data from the literature is significantly reduced. Reviewers will not spend time managing manual error-prone processes that are both time-consuming and subject to mistake or loss. And because it's a permissions-based system, it guides the focus of the reviewer so that they're only focusing on critical tasks that are assigned to them. A complete audit log of the entire process is constantly being collected in the background of the tool to ensure transparency for every decision. And the greatest flexibility of the tool lies in the fact that the end user can modify or build a workflow to suit their own unique need. So it is an elastic type tool, which means that you don't have to change how you work to use Distiller. Distiller actually works to fit your current process. And the workflow is based on your protocol or methods. Now, Cheyenne works with our customers regularly to take their existing protocol and move it into Distiller, which means your team doesn't have to reinvent the wheel or change how they work. And Cheyenne is one of our solution engineers that brings their own expertise and experience to your project to optimize the rich customizable features into Distiller SR to make your process robust, transparent, scalable, highly efficient, and auditable. And sophisticated reporting tool in Distiller SR ensures that our users can extract and shape the data needed at any time. Now, if you want to flip over to slide 19, Distiller SR can extend to different data platforms such as safety databases and reporting and analytics applications. It's used by many different industries and practice areas, from pharma to medical devices, NGOs, and academic institutions. This diversity underscores the flexibility and configuration of Distiller SR for multiple use cases and teams. We're so proud of our diverse teams. And like I said, we are working with customers around the entire world. I'm pretty sure we have almost every country represented right now. And I love that. Slide 20. We do take a holistic approach to making you successful, from configuring your first project to advising on complex research protocol, to training your team and answering your support questions. We are here to ensure you are successful from day one. You actually are assigned a team. Someone like myself would be your account manager. You would have a professional like Cheyenne who would be your technical lead. You would have a customer support representative, and we do have a full support team. So our customers are handheld through especially the early weeks and months using Distiller SR. And Distiller SR has almost limitless configuration options. It works the way you do. Our training courses increase your knowledge of key Distiller SR functions, maximizing your ability to conduct faster, more accurate reviews. Show the world you have a Distiller SR verified level of expertise. We do have an exam available for each course, including our Distiller Pro certification, very exciting, which covers all three courses. Distiller SR, and actually, if we move to slide 21, Distiller SR has enterprise-grade security and compliance in place to safeguard your data and ensure optimal serviceability. Beginning in the product development stage, all software and infrastructure changes undergo a risk assessment and follow a Gantt 5 risk methodology. This is usually more important for our IT compliance teams, but as you can see on the slide here, at every step of the process, we are concerned and focused on compliance and safety. That is, like, we're always thinking about safety and your data safety. So we are SOC 2 Type 2 certified, very proud of that. It was quite a process, and we do adhere to GDPR requirements. And slide 22, I mean, I can evangelize about the benefits and capabilities of Distiller SR all day, but what we're really most proud of here is the humans who use Distiller SR. We work with some of the most diverse and brilliant teams around the world. We're really proud of that. The benefit to our newer customers is that we can take those best practices that we learn from other experts in this industry and can help assist when you're building out your workflows and your process within Distiller SR. And if we go to slide 23, that wraps up my portion of this presentation. I will hand the mic over to Cheyenne, who will dive a little bit more into a user demonstration of Distiller SR. And again, at the end of our presentation, we're happy to answer any questions you might have. And Cheyenne?
Thank you so much, Rachel. And you're absolutely correct. So you do not have to adapt to Distiller's process. Distiller adapts to your process. And that's the tagline that I'm going to start with today. So thank you all for joining me today. So today I'm going to give you a high level overview of what Distiller is. And I'm going to give you some explanation of some of the key functionalities we have on that tool. So if you flip over to slide number 25, so this is our agenda for today. So we're going to look into our dashboard, the home screen of Distiller. How can we build workflows? How will we create our forms? So we can do our systematic review. How can we bring in data? So that means how can we bring in references into our project, remove any duplicates before we start our review. And then finally, once we have created our data, how can we extract reports out of Distiller? And one of the most commonly used report is Prisma. And in the end, we will be happy to answer any questions you have about our tool. So Distiller SR is a software as a service, so that it means everything is online and we are helping you make your reviews faster and easier. So with it all online, all your information is actually stored in one place in the cloud, and you do not have to install anything on your computer. And that centralization that we are doing here really allows your team all over the world to work on information in one place and helps you keep everything organized. And a lot of people are using tools like Excel to do their systematic review. And I'm sure all of you know the pains of having to merge different sheets together from multiple people or ensure everything's aren't like overwritten or deleted. And then we have to share that document and all the extra effort required to clean up the data in Excel for consistency and audit purposes. But having everything online like Distiller in one place is really going to alleviate the experience you have when you do your systematic review, and you can actually invest more time focusing on review itself rather than editing your sheets and making sure it looks better. So Distiller takes care of that part for you. So first thing I'm going to show you on Distiller on slide number 26, this is our dashboard. As you can see here, we have a typical workflow with some screening levels, data extraction levels built in. But all you see on your screen, this is all fully custom configurable. We can customize this workflow based on what you need for your review. And then we can create either a very in-depth process for you or a very simplified process, whichever meets your requirement. And part of my job is I work with a lot of companies around different sectors, whether it's medical device, pharmacovigilance, human outcomes, HUR teams, to really understand their requirements so that we can create the workflow which suits your need and you can get into doing systematic review from very beginning, starting from screening, title and abstract, going all the way to your data extraction forms. So over on the top right, You can also switch between different projects that you have in your portfolio from the drop-down list. You are not limited to just one project in Distiller. Based on the level of subscription you have, you can create as many projects as you want in Distiller. And in Distiller, we never delete your projects. So we store all your projects. And whenever you want to reuse any project, you can export or download all your data and then wipe out your project clean so that you can reuse it for any upcoming review that your team's going to be working on. So each project is actually configured based on your needs. It could be completely unique. You can also clone different projects. So for example, if you already have your workflow set up in one of the projects, you can actually duplicate that so that you don't have to create the workflow from scratch all over again, and you can go and start your review right away. So that is also one of the very important features that we offer at Distiller. So moving on to the next slide, slide number 27. As I mentioned, you can create as many forms as you want in Distiller, and we do not limit yourself to the number of forms that you can create. Sometimes your process can be very simple, where you just simply do your title and abstract screening, extract some data, and you're done with the review. But sometimes your review can be very sophisticated, very in-depth, so you can create as many forms as you want. Typical examples of form could be you start with title and abstract screening, then you move on to doing your data extraction where you have your patient characteristics. You can do your device characteristics, study characteristics. You can also evaluate your safety and performance outcomes. You can do your appraisal for a medical device. So a lot of different examples we have where we can create these forms. And in Distiller, we also have a list of global templates. So these are the forms that my team has already created based on the published documents out there. So you don't have to do the extra work. All you have to do is import those projects into your workflow, import those forms, sorry, and you can start your review right away. All right, moving on to slide number 28. Once you have created your forms in Distiller, which I'm gonna show you how a typical form in Distiller looks like, you can actually drag those forms into your workflow, as you can see on my slide 28, and you can define your workflow. So on this page, as you can see here, my title and abstract screening is my first form, and then I move on to my full text, my appraisal, my data extraction, and you can really customize how you would like to conduct your systematic review. So there is no set protocol or set workflow. You can drag and drop and make sure that you define what your first form is going to be and what your last form is going to be in Distiller. Moving on to slide number 29. So this is how a typical form in Distiller SR looks like. So as you can see here, this is one of the complicated forms that we have created in Distiller. You have the ability to choose from different type of questions that you can create on the form. So you can have either radio type of questions that allows you to select one answer at a time. You can also have multi-select where you can pick more than one answer. You can also have a free text questions where you can type in your comments, for example. And then you can also have a table-like question where you can create more than one data set at a time for a particular reference. And this sort of configuration really helps you with your safety outcomes, your performance outcomes, your efficacy outcomes, where you have more than one data point for a specific reference. So you are not limited to just a specific type of question. You can customize your question based on whatever needs you have, whatever your protocol is, so that Distiller really adapts to your process. And once you have selected your question types, whether it's radio or multi-select, you can also configure what answers you want to put on there. So a good example would be if you have exclusion criteria in your protocol of systematic review, you can actually pre-populate those answers in your form, and users will just have to select which exclusion criteria they would like to put on for a specific reference. So really customizable, very flexible. And then part of my job is to really work with your team to ensure that we understand your process. And based on your search protocol or your literature protocol, we create forms for you from scratch so that you have something to start your review on. And we can actually help you set up your forms, your workflow. We can also train you on how to use your workflow so that all you have to do is bring in your data and boom, you can start your systematic review. So on slide number 30, moving on to our next topic, once you have configured your data sets, once you have configured your workflow, your questions, your forms, we have to bring in references into your project. So there's a few methods of how you can bring in references into Distiller. So the first method and my favorite method is if you are using PubMed to do your searches for your references, Distiller has this API directly connected to PubMed's database. Any search query that you would search on PubMed, now you can search for that particular query directly on Distiller on that box that says PubMed search string. You can type in your search query over there. Once you run your search, Distiller will look for all the references matching your search criteria into PubMed and will give you a set of results. Then you can pick and choose whether you want to import those references or not, and then Distiller will do the appropriate action and will bring in your search, your references into the project. We also keep a track of your historical searches. So anytime you want to rerun any of your previously conducted search, you can also do that in Distiller. But if you don't use PubMed, no worries. We also accept different file types. If you have those, and if you use those file types, whether if it's in CSV, if you have the exportable file version from EndNote, which is ENLX, RIS file is also one of the commonly used file types, end.txt file. So if you have one of these four commonly acceptable file formats containing your references, you can also simply drag and drop that file in Distiller, and we will import those references into your project based on whatever workflow you have created. So for example, if your first level or first form is your title and abstract screening, then any references that you bring in into Distiller will actually sit on your first level, ready to be reviewed by your user. Once you bring in your references into your project, you can also assign labels to your references. So label, I like to refer them as sticky notes. So for example, I always give this example to my clients. Let's say you are doing a systematic search for a medical device company, medical device project you're working on. Let's say you have your search for a state of the art. You can bring in those references in one batch and you can assign them a label saying this is a state of the art references. And then in your second batch, you can bring in references belonging to device specific search, for example. So you do not have to create separate projects for each of these searches. You can actually create one project and assign labels to different references so that in the later process, Distiller can really filter out on which type of reference, which label does it belong to, so that you can filter them out later on in your reporting process as well. So that is also one of the very important benefits of Distiller. So moving on to slide number 31, once you have imported your references into your project, a very important exercise and a recommended exercise is to run your duplicate detection test. In Distiller, we have this feature built in that looks at your title and it looks at your abstract of a reference and decides whether there is a duplicate that exists in your project. And it will give you a match confidence. That how confident Distiller is that these two references are a match or not. It will compare the title and abstracts of the two references, and then it will give you the confidence. And then it's up to you whether you want to either quarantine one of the reference, quarantine being one of the widely used term these days. If you decide to quarantine your reference, that reference doesn't get deleted from your project. It actually sits in a separate bucket in your project called quarantine. And you can bring that reference back anytime you want into your workflow. But if you don't want to use that duplicate, you can just let it be in that quarantine bucket. You can also decide that these two references are not duplicate, and Distiller will put them both in your workflow for you to review. Whenever you bring in a lot of references into your project, there's a high chance that you would find a lot of duplicates, right? And you do not have to manually quarantine each and every single reference that you see in your project. So for that purpose, to save you some time, we have also built in a functionality in our tool. It's called Smart Quarantine, where all you have to do is tell Distiller that this is the match confidence I am comfortable with, whether it's 90%, 95%, and Distiller will quarantine one of the reference on your behalf, so you don't have to do the extra work on quarantining the references, especially when you have hundreds of duplicates in your project. Once you have finished the duplicate exercise, it's a very high time that you dive right into doing your systematic review. So if you go back to our slide number 26, where I showed you my dashboard, you're starting with your screening title and abstract level. Based on whatever decision you make on that form, whether you are including an article or whether you are excluding a reference, Distiller will make a decision for you. If it's include, it will take that reference to your next form, which is your full text, or whatever form you configure in your workflow. But if you decide it should be excluded, Distiller will exclude that reference from your workflow, and it will not move on to your full text. A very commonly asked question is, what if I have dual reviewers? What if I have more than one person looking at the exact same reference? If, for example, Rachel and I, we are conducting a systematic review, I decide that I should include this reference, but Rachel decides, no, I should exclude this reference. Those reference will end up in the conflict bucket in Distiller, where then it's up to the internal reviewers to really decide what do they want to do with that particular reference. And then based on a decision made internally, you can either decide to include that reference or exclude. But Distiller keeps a track of all your conflicts separately so that you can come back to it later and decide the next steps for that particular reference. So once you have completed your systematic review, filled out your forms, you have created your data extraction data sets, and data extraction forms can be very complicated based on whatever your search protocol is. I have created many, many, many data extraction forms for my clients based on their requirements. Sometimes they have a lot of questions on their form. So we do not limit you of how many forms, how many questions you can create on a particular form. So there is no limit for that. You can have as many questions as you want on a particular form. But based on our experiences in the industry, we also recommend you what is the best practice to conduct your data extraction. We also have some of the commonly used templates that we also share with your team, so that if some of the questions you like, you can keep those questions on your workflow. So we have all sorts of examples based on our vast experience and vast industry-wide experience, different sectors that we cover. We also share those templates with you so that you can come up with the best decision to really set up your workflow before you can start your systematic review. After finishing your systematic review, if you go on to slide number 32, now is the time that we come and create our reports. So we have a variety of different ways how you can create reports. You can report on user data. You can report on user matrix. So it gives you a performance evaluation of your reviewers so that in the future, it's easier for you to extrapolate how much time it's going to take you to complete a project. On your screen on slide number 32, you see a snapshot of our Datarama. Datarama is one of the type of reporting tool that we have built in in Distiller. This is a tool that helps you customize your reports in Distiller. So it allows you to select from what type of export do you want to see, whether you want to export your data or your report in Excel, PDF, Word document, any of these formats that you want to export your report. You can tell Datarama that. You can also pick and choose what data you want to display on your report. So what sort of columns you want to display on your report, whether it's a specific form that you want to report on, whether it's a specific question within a form that you want to report on. So you can pick and choose the column that you want to put on your report. Distiller also allows you to customize your bibliographic format. So for example, if you are using some of the commonly used bibliographic format like AMA, Chicago, APA, you can customize those bibliographic format in Distiller as well, or you can create your own bibliographic format that your team probably are more comfortable in using. Once you have enabled all those filters on Datarama, you can run the report, and Distiller will either display that report online based on the export format that you have selected. It will either download an Excel copy or a PDF or a Word document on your computer, matching your reporting criteria that you're going to put in Datarama. You can also schedule the reports. So for example, if there is a report that you send to your manager every morning on Monday, you can actually time your report in Distiller, create those scheduled jobs so that Distiller does all the work for you. All you have to do is set up those filters so that Distiller creates the appropriate report and send it over to your manager or whoever you want to send your report to on a specific time that you tell Datarama. You can also save a particular report so that you don't have to come here every time and enable those filters. Those filters will already be enabled once you have saved a specific reporting format, and Distiller will actually run that report based on the filters that you have enabled. And there's so many features and so many filters in Datarama that you can play with. Again, Distiller sometimes can be a very sophisticated software, especially because it's had a lot of different functionalities, a lot of different tools, really to make your lives easier. So part of my team's job is to make sure that we make you Distiller experts. So we conduct a lot of different training sessions with your team to make sure you are Distiller experts at the end of the day. And we also help you achieve those certifications by providing you with different certification options in our online course offering as well. All right, moving on to slide number 33. This is a snapshot of Prisma report that gets created directly from Distiller. So as Distiller knows the amount of references that you bring in into your project, once you remove your duplicates, Distiller also keeps a track of how many references were removed as the part of your duplication process, and then how many references were analyzed on your screening level, your data extraction level, but when was a reference excluded, what was the reason behind the exclusion. So all of these metrics, all of these stats, Distiller keeps a track of the numbers, and all those numbers are then displayed on your Prisma report. All you have to do is just click a button and Distiller will generate this Prisma report in Word document for you. Again, this is an editable Word document. So if you decide to edit this in the future, based on if you want to change a number or if you want to make it look more pretty, you can actually edit this Word document on your computer as well. But really the end goal here is to save you as much time as possible. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why Distiller was created, so that our reviewers can actually focus their more time and attention on doing systematic review rather than editing their sheets and going into the technical editing of your reports and your workflow. So really, this is where Distiller has its massive importance. And the team that we have here really helps you succeed in whatever your needs are, whatever your protocols are, as we have seen it all. We have seen different sort of workflow. We have worked with several teams around the world, making sure that we help them save as much time as possible. With that being said, this is the end of my demonstration. So if you have any questions, I think right now would be a good time to ask those questions. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. So I'm just having a quick look if anybody's got their hand up. All right. So we have probably a few questions in the question section. If you'd like to have a look.
Right. So I'm going to look into the questions sections now. I see Rachel has already answered some questions. So thank you for that, Rachel. All right. So can two or more researchers extract data at the same time for the study? Absolutely. So every single level can be configured so that whether how many people you want to extract the data for the same study, you can just specify the number of people in your team looking at the exact same reference, and Distiller will allow you to create data sets, whether it's from me or whether it's from other team member in my team. So yeah, definitely there is no limit for amount of researchers required to extract a data set. So that was a very good question. Right, so is there any other question? I see Rachel has already answered that particular question.
So I'm just gonna have another look to see if anybody's got their hand up. And I see one hand up, so I'm just going to invite you on stage. Let's see. Okay, so if you click on the three dots on your avatar and choose a mute, you should be able to speak. Can you click on the three dots on your avatar and choose a mute, please?
All right. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Oh, thank you. I'm Ifai Odwara from Nigeria. I'm joining from Nigeria. I'm a researcher, and then I think I like what the CLIs are doing, and then it really help in fostering collaborative studies, especially here in Nigeria. So I would want to know what would be a cost, like if one an institution wants to subscribe, what is likely to be a lower cost where, you know, one can get a package, say for an annual package for the Distiller SR. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. I'm going to pass this question on to Rachel because she's our amazing account executive. So all sorts of questions like that will go to her.
They would. And sorry, may I have your name?
I did say my name is Ifeanyi Oduwaru. Ifeanyi.
Hi, Ifeanyi. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Rachel. It's a great question. We have different pricing buckets depending on what type of industry you're in, whether you're academic or if you're in a nonprofit or if you're working for a medical device company or pharmaceutical company. So there are different tiers of the software and there are different institutional levels. And so that's something typically I would have a conversation with you to just learn more about how you're conducting your literature reviews, what type of features you would require. And then we would price it based on your needs. That way you're not spending more money than you need to, and you have enough of the functionality as you need for yourself. So again, it can range from about $2,000 per user up. And again, this is very high level. And again, I would work with you just to, again, learn how you would be using the tool. And then we would give you some custom pricing.
All right, that would be great. That would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Always nice when we have somebody asking questions directly. So I'm going to make you a listener again. I'm having a quick look to see if there's anybody else that's got their hand up. And also while I'm doing that, quick reminder to please leave some feedback at the end of this event. So you're going to see a pink button, submit feedback. If you spend a minute and a half doing so and you leave any comments for the speakers today, I will pass those on.
Sorry, so one quick comment from me. I don't know if Rachel or Cheyenne wants to say something about student pricing, if you guys still have that, because I there might be a few students in the audience.
We absolutely do. Absolutely have discounted pricing for our students. This is so important to give you the proper tools to help you get out into the workforce. And yes, that is that. I actually have a colleague, Marina, who specializes in our academic vertical. So absolutely would be happy to connect anyone after this event who wants to discuss that.
Great. We had one quick question. What is the best contribution for systematic literature reviews?
Yes, I just looked at that question. So very good questions. Thank you for asking. So based on if I'm interpreting this question correctly, the best contribution for systematic review that you can do is doing a very good data extraction, and especially doing in such a way that is being accepted widely by the industry and by the regulators. So best contribution would be to make sure first you have your levels and your forms and your workflow really set up perfectly so that you, especially you save some time when you're doing your systematic review. Based on the data that you bring in, make sure that you always screen your data systematically. So assigning labels, sticky notes as much as possible, having a lot of reviewer comments whenever you are doing systematic review is also very helpful. And always making sure if there is any specific change that you're making on your workflow, making sure that you always reconcile your references so that any change that you have made on your workflow, Distiller SR can assign those changes to your references that are already existing in your project. So very important, and I cannot emphasize the importance of having good data extraction forms on your workflow. So that is also very important. Having good appraisal form, making sure your study characteristics, device characteristics forms are created appropriately, making sure that all your data is connected to your form in such a way, for example, the example I gave for safety and performance outcomes, making sure that you have your form set up in such a way where you can extract different data points for a specific reference, that is also very important. So structure-wise, making sure that you have it all sorted out, have it all corrected, so that you can invest more time doing your systematic review. So I hope that answers your question. I do see that I have another question from Khalid. So can I include a systematic review in my doctorate paper knowing that I have more than one research question? Wow, I think this is more of a technical question. So I think this is not related to Distiller. Again, my expertise is only Distiller. So happy to answer any questions you have on the functionality. Not sure if anybody else wants to take those questions from Khalid. All right, I see we have a question from Omar. How to convert extracted data into writing? What is the best takeaway? Right, so once you have your extracted data in Distiller, as I mentioned, different formats you have for reports. We do currently also help a lot of our clients who may have a specific reporting format. So for example, the reporting format that Distiller exports your report, sometimes that format is not what you want. So we also work with our clients very closely, explaining them different functionalities we have. I know in Excel, you can use VLOOKUP functionality, which really helps you extract the data from a specific cell of an Excel and puts that data into your appropriate format, whether it's Word or other Excel sheets. So yeah, we have helped a lot of clients in that way as well. But really, that shouldn't even be a necessity if you have set up your workflow correctly and extracting your report based on different filters that you put on Datarama. So if you have these two main components solidified, you can actually extract your data in in a very good way.
Great, fantastic. So I think that we should probably wrap up now, just because we've hit the end of our hour. Thank you everybody for coming today, and thank you so much to our panel for all the exciting talks and discussions they've produced today. And also very quickly, please do follow Edans's profile on Researcher's website or apps. That's Edans Innovative Scientific Solutions. You can see the name of the profile in your top left corner. And I think Scott might be trying to say something. Sorry, Scott.
No problem, Christine. Thank you so much. And thanks to all of our expert guests today, to Rachel, Cheyenne, Victor, just a pleasure. And thanks for answering all the questions. And I also want to say thanks to you, Christine, for all of your support through this series, and to our guests as well for joining us through this whole series, learning together with me. I've learned a lot through these six episodes from our experts. So I really want to express my gratitude to Christine, the researcher team, to